Israel has unleashed airstrikes across Iran for a third day and threatened even greater force, as some Iranian missiles evaded Israeli air defences to strike buildings in the heart of the country. Israeli officials say 13 people have died. In Iran, at least 406 are reported dead, according to a human rights group that has long tracked the country, the Washington-based Human Rights Activists. US President Donald Trump has expressed full support for Israel's actions while warning Iran it can avoid further destruction only by agreeing to a new nuclear deal. Earlier, US officials said Iran's pre-dawn attack on Friday was a unilateral action. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says his country was engaged in legitimate self-defense against Israeli strikes and it won't stop until Israel does. He also accused the US of being a partner in Israeli attacks, insisting it take responsibility for its actions.
We have extensive evidence of how American forces assisted the Zionist regime. But beyond our evidence, what is even more telling are the statements made by the US president himself. He clearly stated that such an operation would not have been possible without American equipment, and he openly said that further steps are to come. Therefore, from our perspective, the United States is a partner in these attacks and must take responsibility.